welcome to another episode of The Skinny on Beauty, the only place where art and beauty collide. As we keep you up to date on the latest and greatest things going on within beauty blogging and the whole beauty industry with your host, the host with the most, the one and only Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
I'm good. We've missed you for a while here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've missed being here. You know, there's a big difference of doing a podcast in an actual studio and doing one from your home.
A big difference, yes, sir.
So I'm glad to be in the studio today in beautiful Orange County, California. Today, I'm here with Megan O'Brien, founder of Beauty Brander, a full-service marketing and PR company that specializes in beauty, beverage, lifestyle, fashion, and celebrity collaborations. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And before we talk beauty, I wanted to dive into your background and just, you know, give our listeners a little bit of information about who you are. And Megan, you started your first makeup blog back in 2005 called Meg's Makeup. And as I understand, it is still active, is it not?
It's not, honestly, it's not that active. And I'm going to tell you, I was the first makeup blog. There was no other makeup blog.
Oh, okay. So now, what inspired you to do that?
Okay, so what happened was I used to own an event company, and I did all of the big parties for, like, Miramax, Disney. I had that 70s show, Carsey Warner. I had a gazillion shows. And it came around Oscars time. It was Golden Globes. It was either the Oscars or the Golden Globes. And Miramax hired me to put together their gift bags. Mm-hmm. And this was 2004. And so everybody was really rich because everyone had that fake internet money, you know, where everyone was worth like $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were these gift bags that I had to put together for the Oscar nominees. They were worth a gazillion. I'm not kidding. Each bag was probably worth $50,000. And the stuff in my house, I was just like, if there was a robbery tonight, this is unbelievable. Because there were passes for stay at the rest of your life for free at the Four Seasons, and here's your jet pack, and $10,000 watches. And, you know, this wasn't going to me. This was going to Leonardo DiCaprio. But I saw how badly companies wanted to get and wanted press. Like, I mean, they would do anything to get in front of these stars' faces. They would do anything for a write-up. And not only was it give me all of this stuff to give to the celebrities, but I could charge a premium to be in the bag, which is ridiculous if you think about it nowadays, just the way the economy is now, where if you said to, like, a luxury company, okay, I need you to give me, you know, like, $250,000 of your stuff, and also there's a $10,000 placement fee. They'd totally tell you to go take a walk. But back then, they were like, fighting the worst to get in were cosmetic companies. Mm-hmm. And I was always a cosmetic person. I always liked to write, but I was just kind of seeing. I was the type that really couldn't go into Sephora, even before Sephora was in L.A., because I go to New York all the time. I'd go to the Sephora in New York when there was only one and spend all of my money that I had allotted for the trip in that one Sephora, you know?
Wow, yeah.
So I was a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like, I saved my babysitting money when I was 11 so I could buy a Chanel lipstick that was $20, which seemed outrageous. I went back to the beauty companies, and, you know, they were just like, if we could get ink on this, it's such a competitive market. I don't know the numbers now, but back then it was 3,000 new beauty brands launch every year. So not 3,000 new beauty items launch, 3,000 new beauty brands launch.
Wow.
And the reason you don't hear about it is most of them fail, right?
Right.
So to get in at the time, to get a celebrity to hold your stuff, you have to remember this was 11 years ago. The internet was nowhere near what it is now. It was a huge deal. There was a blog that I would read. And it's funny because we ended up having the same attorney. It was page 666, which became Perez Hilton. And so I would read Perez Hilton, so I knew what a blog was. And my husband at the time was really big in technology. So I was familiar with, like, the tech scene. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to start a blog. I'm going to review makeup and find out what works. Because what works for someone, because also, you know, my husband was never around. So when he was around, he would, like, bribe me with good things. So he'd come home and he'd have a $50, you know, lip balm from Chanel or whatever. And I couldn't find a review on it except if I went to Amazon And it's like, that's not a real review. Like, Chanel put that on there. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'll start a review site. And it was called Meg's Makeup. And it was all different reviewers of all different ages, skin tones, because what works on someone that's 60 isn't going to work on someone that's 16. And, you know, I just started that. And I literally would call publicists and ask them to send me 10 of one kind of product for coverage. And they were like, what is a blog? I'm not kidding. Mm. Like, no one knew what a blog was. Mm-hmm. They thought I was a crazy person. And now I'm like, I totally started an industry, and I should be driving around in my Ferrari and flying on my private jet, but I didn't believe in YouTube. People are like, you should make YouTube. Seriously.
Sounds like my story right there.
I had, I was the, we called me the white drunk Oprah, because I would say to buy something and it would sell out. I was crazy power, like drunk with power. And I just, like, let it go. Because, you know what? People are like, you should do YouTube videos. And I'm like, who's going to watch that? That's ridiculous.
Right.
So,
who are you on YouTube now?
No. It's like one of the million reasons I wish I had a time machine. But, but it's too, I was good at the time for my age. You know, like, I just turned 39. The kids on, they're kids on YouTube. Like, they're 22-year-olds. And if that's old for that. So, you know, that ship's passed. It's fine. And also, I'm not great about keeping the site updated because I've had it for 11 years. So I don't know how many times you can say smoky eye, you know?
Yeah, how many different versions?
I can't.
Right.
And yeah. So anyway, there was nobody else to read is my point. So that's how it got really big. So, like, the New York Times would call me for quotes, and I'd be like, how do you even know who I am? And they're like, we read you every day. And so I was like, God, I need to stop blogging drunk. But that never happened. And then, like, it was just like the whole, it just took off. It was like a life of its own. And I was really snarky on there and just kind of like, you know, kind of didn't give a rat's ass what I wrote. And so it really, you know, it had legs and it was fun. And then, you know, it turned into me being flown to New York every few months for new product launches. And I got to know all the real beauty editors of, like, Allure and Style and Vogue and, it's really everybody, because we were all kind of the same people back then.
How did New York Times find you? Now, is this because of the event planning company, so you already had PR contacts?
I didn't know. They would read me every day.
Okay. So was that your first, like, major in as far as...
That was my first... Well, it was my first notification... Like, no, it was crazy. I kept having... You don't understand. This was so long ago. There was nobody else. Like, it wasn't like I was...
So it just,
like,
took off from the beginning.
It was just like it was like, if you get there first, you win, you know?
Right, right.
And so, I mean, I had readers like crazy all over the world. Like, we kept having to change servers over. And I just couldn't believe it.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good problem.
but there was no one else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there really was no one. And then I got caught up in life. I got divorced. And I was kind of just like, it wasn't my goal. I did it for fun and to talk about lipstick. I didn't do it to become Michelle fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did it more as kind of like, I didn't look at it like this is going to be my big empire. I looked at it like, this is fun. I had a lot of readers. I got to travel because of it.
So you basically started making money right away from your blog.
Yeah.
So you're the exception to the rule.
Because, again, there wasn't the competition that there was now. I don't make anywhere near the money that the girl... Now I make money repping beauty brands. Because I know... Because I have this background where I was always having, you know, drinks and lunch and dinners as an editor with the editors. I can call any of these girls up, and they're my friends, and you know, I can be like, I have to pay my rent. We need to put this lip gloss on page 22. It's the best new thing that you've ever had, and that will happen, you know?
Right, right.
So it's in a beauty company's best interest to have me on their team, on their board, because I can navigate New York pretty easy for them.
So, okay, so you did this for a few years, and then you ended up launching Beauty Brander. Beautybrander.com, and that is where you rep beauty brands, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now, in repping them, did you utilize, when you first started, I know that, you know, you kind of got lost in the mix because you were overwhelmed with your beauty blog, but did you start cross-promoting them on your blog, or did you not even need to go there because you already had the contacts?
Well, I had the contacts. I did. I mean, I did. I shouldn't say that because my new clients are going to get mad at me because I never do anything as far as blog about them. But it doesn't even matter. You know, honestly, I can do that for them if they want, but there's so much bigger fish that I can fry for them that who cares about me? You know, if this were 10 years ago, I'd be like, ooh, big deal. But now, you know, they don't, they want, and here's like the truth that I tell all of my people. Back in the day, there's so, the market is so oversaturated now, media-wise, with all these blogs and these Instagrammers, and I mean, I can't even stand it. Like, I don't even know who anybody is as far as that world. So when they start talking Snapchat, and so I get like this glazed look, and I'm like, please, like, get someone else for that, because I don't get it. But if you want to sell a gazillion items, you want to get a nice placement online. Like, online is really better to move sales, because there's that constant, there's the call to action. So there's the link, it's live, it goes to a shopping cart, you know, you put in your credit card or whatever, and you're done.
Right.
And so if you really want to sell things, you know, when I get you online, that's a better placement. Can I get you in Vogue? Do I get people in Vogue? Yes. Do I get you in Style? Yes. Family Circle? Yes. Harper's Bazaar? Of course. Elle? Done. I get those. And you know what they don't do? It's not like 1984 when it was like, if you got People magazine that weekend, you were a millionaire.
Right.
Again, that was the only thing out there. That was what everybody bought. You know, I mean, now you get in People magazine and you can sell like 50 units.
Right. Well, let's talk about a little bit more about the meat of Beauty Brander when we come back from our commercial break.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information. And now back to Cheryl and her guest.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Megan. Yeah, I really enjoy talking to you. I love real people on air. It's nice just to hear a refreshing voice. I know you think you sound like crap, but you don't.
So I
want to talk a little bit more about Beauty Brander. I know that we're talking about how you rep brands, but explain to our listeners what Beauty Brander is in a whole.
Beauty Brander is if you have a product, and I've done everything from if you have an idea for a product to help source what ingredients should go into it, to what it should smell like, what the bottle should look like. So everything from kind of conception to the copywriting to market to how to get it on shelves to how to get it on air. You know, that's another thing that kind of makes makeup was great was I go on Extra and I do makeup stuff on national television a lot. I've done like 25 TV shows, and I work with these producers a lot. So, you know, they'll call me. I'm like the 10th person they call after everybody calls out sick and there's no one else they can get. But they'll call me to do a segment with Mario, you know, so
right.
I can bring people on and things like that. So it's everything. And then I don't do the putting you on shelves, but I have as part of people I work with, I know who to tell you to hire that can get you in Ulta and Sephora and all that jazz that has really great luck. So it's kind of, you know, I'm just kind of the middle. I don't know. Like I'm kind of the middle person from the thought to it actually being in magazines and TVs and on the shelves.
So now when you say you help them, do you help them with their actual, like, the science behind their brand or just the marketing?
Well, the marketing.
Like the marketing, yeah.
They want, and I'll say, you know what, you need to put some different ingredient in there because I don't care if it's baby blood or, like, whale sperm or puppy tears. Like, no one is going to care unless you have something new. It's true. It's just like, I don't care if you want more organic.
I'm not sure how you even pulled those words out. I really just don't know. But this is a classic moment for Megan on our show.
No
baby blood.
Yeah.
Beeswax would have been something I would have said.
No, I don't care about beeswax. I've heard of that before.
I've heard of that before. Okay, I get you. I get your angle. I get your angle. How funny, Megan. Okay.
Time,
yeah, puppy tears.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm looking for, that laugh right there. That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, don't waste my... If I don't care, the public isn't going to care.
Right.
I'm just using example. I'm a dog lover on the planet than me. I think all my money goes to the damn dogs. But, it's just the way it is. Like, you want to end up a brand, 3,000, that goes under, then don't listen to me. You know? Like, everybody's heard of it before. The only way you're going to stand out is if...
There's something new.
Yeah. And your bottle better look amazing. The packaging has to look fantastic. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, the most important thing is you're bringing something new to the table.
Now, how can we find you online? Is it just are your social handles at Beauty Brander?
It's me. Okay, I'm a disaster online. So I only started the first blog, but I don't know what I'm doing. So Beauty Brander is my company, beautybrander.com. All the information is on there, and then my social handle is for Twitter, Meg's Makeup. And then when I went to Instagram, somebody already stole Meg's makeup, and I was so happy because I'm like, thank God, I don't have to do any social work on that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then it turned out to be, like, completely not worth it. So then now I'm Meg's Makeup 1 on Instagram, and then I think I have, like, 50,000 YouTubes. I never get them.
That is so
whatever.
Funny. That is, like, the number one thing that I tell clients for myself is that you have, like, even if you don't see yourself being on a channel. Like, you just socially reserve that handle for yourself. So years later, you don't have a problem with it, you know? Because I know people can still reach you, Meg's Makeup One. I mean, if they really want to find you, they're going to find you. But I'm sure now that Instagram has taken off, you would have preferred to just have Meg's Makeup, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's a whole other fish.
You right. Know? You're trying to build Beauty Brander right now, so I understand that. And, you know, there is a flow, and I'm sure you know it, you know, to how to, you know, cohesively put all that together online so you're not such a mess and you know, cross-brand those things. Because you really have got something good going on here. So if you can refocus your energy on how to make that stronger online, you know, I feel like that would be a good bet for you.
I do my best as far as with the Instagram. Are we friends on Facebook, Cheryl?
Yes.
I'm a lunatic on Facebook. I can't even believe people don't read my Facebook posts and haven't put me in an asylum by now. I think there's only so much freedom of speech you want to give me.
So it's probably good. It's very true. It's very true. I think we're all realizing.
Yeah. I just go crazy, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I just shared that. Well, Beauty Brander, I don't even know. I don't do anything on the Beauty Brander, like, work page or whatever.
Right.
And I put that up there, and every once in a while I'll put up, like, a picture of Chanel or a dog. And I have, like, 40,000 fans on there.
Right. Well, I think without you knowing it, you've crossbred yourself, you know, because you are so, you know, there's social media management, which I know that you offer social media as well. But sometimes, and I think you'll agree with me.
I don't do it at all. There's someone that I work with. That's another handoff.
Right. No, I know.
I know what I can do. So I don't tell the clients that I can do your social. I mean, I can under my Beauty Brander umbrella. But I'm not sitting there doing it because we want it to succeed.
Right, exactly. I know. And we should talk about that, too, because I know who you do work with, and you know, maybe we can work together, too, on those price levels, because sometimes, you know, clients can't pay as much. But I think that you've branded yourself, cross-branded yourself so much between these two, Meg's Makeup and Beauty Brander, that you don't even realize it. And the way that you've done that is just by doing what you're doing now, is going on air, doing makeup on E!, doing things like that, that where you're just naturally having a conversation, people pick up on it. Because you did have so many followers, you know, on Meg's Makeup. You were the first beauty, you know, blog. So I feel like that's just innately happened for you, which is a beautiful thing. And when we're so busy doing things, you know, because we're so successful doing things for our clients, sometimes our own pages, you know, have to take a hit. And I do that as well. So you're saying, you know, I barely do anything with beautybrander.com, but sometimes, you know, I barely do anything with unitesocially.org, because it's like we want, you know, we're trying to push for our clients and we've already got those connections. So sometimes our own stuff, you know, falls behind. Would you agree with that?
I mean, I think it would. I didn't realize the power of the social media stuff until, did you see how my liposuction was like the biggest story since I...
Yes. Yes.
That was insane. I mean, that was to show social media for that. That ended, I was on 100 newspapers.
Right.
The Today Show and Good Morning America were fighting over the story.
Right.
And it was in Elle, Harper's Bazaar, Cosmo, Today, the Daily Mail. I mean, that was crazy. And that was all from a YouTube video.
How many hits did you get on YouTube?
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
That was off a joke.
Yeah. Well, right. But that's your character. So that's what people, you know, that's why people follow you. In my opinion. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the brands. I know you probably can't mention all of them. But one of them I do want to highlight is Youth H2O. Now, you do work with Youth H2O, correct?
Right, yeah.
And I've heard you talk about, you know, beauty brands before, you know, and after all the hype on Youth H2O, I had to try it myself. And I must say that their berry flavor is awesome. What do you think about their product? And tell us a little bit about how easy it is to use and the benefits behind it.
Here's the deal. This is why we know this is a good product. So for people that don't know what Youth H2O is, it is a superfood drink. It has all of the South American / Peruvian superfood. So how you wonder why they keep winning all of those Miss Universe contests, mm-hmm. like why are they so good looking, mm-hmm. and also why they're so athletic. It's because they have Camu, which is the highest in vitamin C in the world. They've got purple corn, and Dr. Phil says the more purple your food is, the more antioxidants it has, so like blueberries and pomegranate and eggplant is really good for you. So purple corn is the highest in that. They have purple corn, and then they have maca, and that's Peruvian Viagra, which is like...
Natural Viagra, yes.
Right. Natural Viagra.
For libido boosts.
They put those three things in one easy shot. They also have a big month supply bottle, and it helps your hair, your nails, your skin. And it was such a good product that, as far as results, that it tasted so bad. It was the hardest thing for me to market because the first time around, I still had diehard people. I still got it write-ups. It was all right, but it did not taste good. And I said, you know what, we should do the marketing that as bad as it tastes is as good as it works.
Right.
Wheatgrass, that doesn't taste good. People love wheatgrass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a hard sell because it was really, and then we were laughing, the owners and I, and we were like, oh, can we get the people to not drink it on air? And it's like, well, that's enough, because they would kind of make a face.
Because they would make a sour face.
They would totally make a face. They'd be like, oh, ooh, and they'd drink it. And I thought we should run with that. I was like, let's be like, this tastes so bad, but it's so good for you. We didn't take that approach, which is fine, because they came out with a new flavor, and it tastes great. The Blooming Apple, it's like an apple martini. It's really good. And apple martini without the, I put everything with vodka, but now I can't because I'm on this healthy living binge. But it's so good. So
you can mix it with alcohol.
You totally can. We had youth teenies at my house all the time.
Oh, wait, what are they called? Youth?
Youth teeny.
Youth teeny. Well, that's definitely a
so
good
catch. You don't
feel
like you're that bad of a person having the vodka because you also have your superfoods with it.
Yeah.
So you're really helping your nails and your skin, so drink up.
Now they have a new flavor out, right? That's actually tailored to that, to the nails and the skin and the beauty glow and uh-huh. Skin glow.
I had some influence on that. Yeah.
Now, what is that flavor called?
Blooming Apple. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it tastes like Jolly Rancher or Sour Apple Jolly Rancher. There we go.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. You can drink it straight.
Okay. So now we can put those in our cocktail. We can drink them straight. They're superfoods. They're going to help our skin glow. They're going to help us, you know, with our libido. And optimally feel our best, right? Does this replace caffeine?
No, because it's caffeine-free. It doesn't for me.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm giving up enough now. I'm making more coffee. I'm not giving up coffee, too.
Right.
I mean, I have to be able to survive as a human.
Right, right. Now, where can we find this product?
The Vitamin Shop has it, and also youth2o.com. But the Vitamin Shop is, I mean, they're everywhere. It's a pretty big seller for them. I think it's their number one seller. But youth2o.com has it, and also there's a bunch of beautiful people that use it.
Awesome.
This is a big Hollywood / weight loss, those fitness people.
they're all involved. They all love
right.
it.
Right. Okay. Well, when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of your clients and then, you know, go into ending the show. So stay tuned, everybody.
Wow. Marketing predictions are out for 2015, and marketing success is changing. Did you know that Google is now actively tracking your business and personal brand and online reputation? Online and offline marketing has changed. Google is driving more than 85% of your traffic. And if your brand is inconsistent or has poor mobile usability, your rankings and traffic can suffer in 2015. To learn how your business is currently viewed and what can be done to improve your brand's visibility and authority, contact SunUp Group for a free marketing analysis. It could be a business game changer. Visit www.sunupgroup.com today or call 877-609-3840, extension 700.
One of our listeners tweeted in and wanted to find out what your favorite cocktail drink with Youth H2O was.
I'm a vodka girl. I get crazy on the brown stuff. So just, I just like it with just vodka and the Youth H2O and some ice. It's perfect.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so that's pretty simple.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, what other, do you want to talk about any other brands that you represent or anything that might be going on at Beauty Brander that you want to tell our listeners about?
Oh, there's a lot going on at Beauty Brander, and I have a couple of new clients that I think is amazing. I have this new, I don't know, do you do hair extensions, Cheryl, at all?
I've thought about doing them, but then I thought about the weight of them and didn't want to.
Okay, so that's the thing. It's a gateway drug. Like, I use extensions, and if I can't ever not have extensions. I first started just because I took a terrible hair, and, you know, they won't put you on TV unless you look like everybody else on TV. Mm-hmm. It's like the TV rule. So if you don't have that kind of, you know, longish hair, like 3 inches above the boob with the slight wave in it.
Right.
You know?
No, I do know. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, they're not going to put you on TV. It's a weird thing. Like, they completely are not part of that, like, uniqueness.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look like everyone else, or
right.
else they think there's something wrong with you. So, I have terrible hair. It would never do that on its own. And so I used to buy these clip-ins to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I get last-minute calls for TV because they call me when everybody else is out of town. And so the producer called me and is like, I need you to come film today. I think it was Extra. And I couldn't find the stupid clip-in. And I called all of my friends. I'm like, have you seen my Muppet? Because I used to call it the Muppet. And so I said, forget it. This is too much stress. I'm just going to get these stupid things sewn into my head. So that has begun 6 years of thousands upon thousands of dollars. And, I mean, it's pretty much made me bald. If we take all the extensions out of my hair, there's like a few little wisps. So there's, I can never not have it. So I'm very excited about this new invention that this woman brought to me. Like I said, I get really excited over new. It's called the V-Max. And one of the things, for me, this is, every black girl is going to go crazy when she sees this. Because as like a white girl with thin hair, I don't do the weave because it's too heavy and it pulls for me.
Yeah.
But the women with like coarse black hair that get their weave sewn in, this is going to change their lives. Because when you would get the weave taken out or tightened, they have to cut the string. Which, I don't care how good you are, you're going to cut real hair, and everyone knows this. When you cut the string, you cut the hair out, whatever. So the V-Max, I wish I could show you this video. This woman came out with this string that it has a solution, and it's food grade, so you can eat this, although I don't recommend it. And you spray all of the spray on this string, and within 1 minute, you just pull, and all of the extensions come out. Because it's like stitches that like disintegrate in your mouth.
Interesting.
You know, this disintegrates only with this solution, and it's a pear extract, so it doesn't hurt you. So all of a sudden, all of the hair that everybody used to lose from their extensions
mm-hmm.
is now saved.
Wow.
And it's $35 for 7 applications.
Wow.
Oh, really good. Yeah. And
So that's V as in Victor, and then Max, like IMAX Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
The V-Max, and it's... They have a YouTube video of it. I see a minute, but this woman, Doris, who's really big in the extension world, She shows how to use it, and she removes a whole hair of extensions, which normally girls know would take hours, in 15 seconds.
Wow.
Kimmy Kimble is Beyonce's lady, and we just showed it to Kimmy, and she's obsessed with it. She didn't believe us. She thought I was, like, crazy. She's like, what are you talking about? It disintegrates. And I'm saying, it disintegrates. So now she's, now, I think this is going to be a real big push. I think, like, I have enough people now that have seen this that say, okay, you know, I want this for my clients. And especially on TV and movie sets where you have to do the extension so fast, I think that's going to be a good one.
Now you still have to do the, you know, the weight of the extensions. It's just an easier way to remove them.
Easier way
to... Without going bald.
No, I don't... I mean, yeah, you're not going to go... I mean, I'm bald. But you're not... I wouldn't recommend this for a white person. White people hair is not going to do this.
Well, I recommend everybody to look up Megan O'Brien right now online because she is not bald. She's painting an ugly picture for herself
in.
Here.
I have extensions in.
I know.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, man.
Before this makeup gig, I was an Asian man.
Oh, goodness, Megan. I've missed working with you on set. I swear, I think it's been 2 years since I've seen you. So.
Yeah, I think so.
It has been.
Yeah, I think it has been 2 years.
Yeah.
We'll come up to L.A.
I know. I'm always up in L.A., and I want to thank you so much for, you know, coming on the show. And just before, you know, we do our close out with our favorite quote of yours, go ahead and give a shout out for yourself on your social channels again and the website.
Beauty Brander is my company. At Meg's Makeup is Twitter. At Meg's Makeup One is Instagram. And you can really find me anywhere. I'm around.
Yeah, Megan O'Brien, everybody. Now, again, before we sign off, I close all my shows with an inspirational quote, something that you have held close to yourself and even held yourself accountable to at one time or another. Are you ready to share your favorite quote?
My favorite quote, there's different variations of it, and different people, they say, have said it, but I like the Lucille Ball version. She probably didn't say it. A writer probably wrote it for her, but... Anyway, you'll regret the things that you didn't do more than the things that you did. That's
right.
The gist of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would actually agree with that. I would agree with that. Now, I want to invite you, Megan, and all of my listeners to Poolside Pretty, which is going to be a beauty, fashion, and health poolside party in beautiful Country Club in Buena Park, California, on September 12th. So if you're interested in attending, please contact me at unitesocially.org or send me a tweet at skinnyonbeauty. You can also follow us at the hashtag PoolsidePretty for more details. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget that if you want to be a guest on my show, again, you can tweet me and reach me at SkinnyOnBeauty. You may also reach out for a consultation with me for building your own beauty, fashion, or health brand presence online, in addition to social media marketing and PR services at unitesocially.org. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County.
You've been listening to the only show that helps you with that strange collision between art and beauty, The Skinny on Beauty, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.